episode 393. What was it going to be called? Who's the King of the Monsters and Other News?
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology out of the Sci-Fi. I'm Ben Henderson.
And I am Ben DiBono. We are back.
That's right, everybody. Back here for another news episode for you guys.
Yeah.
You know, back in the old days, when we made that kind of mistake, I might have went back and re-recorded it, but, you know...
Why?
We're at the end of season five here.
That's right.
Whatever.
We're phoning it in.
We're phoning it in. We're just a month away from hiatus. Who even cares?
That's true. No. We got a lot of good stuff before hiatus.
Yeah, so. We planned our entire rest of our schedule. I don't think we're going to be able to stop when we plan to stop.
But we can do less X-Files than we'd planned.
I was actually going to say, that's the main thing we have to do.
No, because remember, you figured out that we have a little time... post hiatus.
Yeah, just a little. Like we could leave space for one or two, but that means we'd have to do two X-Files episodes in the first few weeks of January. So
oh,
I think we should
crap, that would get us off to a bad start.
I think we should maybe just leave the movie and the top five mythology episodes because that will give us some time.
Yeah,
so
that's a good idea.
So still to come before the end of this year, season 7, 8, and 9 of the X-Files.
Right. It's like that old joke, why is 6 afraid of 7?
7, 8, 9.
I wanted to say it.
Sorry. Why?
7, 8, 9.
That's right. Ben, before we... Well, let's do the top news and then let's come back around to some Sci-Fi Christian news.
Okay, that's good because I have a little Sci-Fi Christian surprise.
Oh, you do? For me right now?
Yeah, well, after we come back around.
All right, let's do the top news. Top news was about monsters. It's all because the studios announced, and which studio I don't know, but a studio, movie studio...
Probably Universal.
Has announced... Well, let me just go check.
They usually are doing the monster thing.
They've announced that... Oh, yeah, here we go. Legendary Pictures is reporting that after the success of Godzilla from 2014 and the upcoming release of Skull Island, which is about King Kong, they are now putting into motion plans for Godzilla versus King Kong.
I think this sounds kind of dumb myself. Why is this the top news?
I don't know. We didn't have anything else, basically.
That's true.
So let me just look at this release schedule. Skull Island is going to come out March 2017. Godzilla 2 is coming out July 2018.
Yeah.
So, but no release date yet for Godzilla versus King Kong. I'm not positive that's the official title, but I think it is. That's what it looks like it is. Do you know?
No. How do you feel about King Kong in general?
I feel a little neutral about King Kong.
Yeah.
I liked the old black and white one because I saw it as a kid and I thought it was pretty cool.
Right.
Then I remember one fateful New Year's Day when I saw Peter Jackson's King Kong.
So you never saw the one in the 70s?
That was not as good. I don't think I ever saw the 70s one. No.
Yeah.
Was that one pretty good?
No.
Oh.
The Peter Jackson one wasn't as good, but it was a lot longer.
On the other hand, I really liked the Godzilla movie that recently came out. But I don't think I've seen any of the old Godzilla
but
movies.
But remember how you like movies right after you see them?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
but
think
I
you
stopped,
actually
like... I haven't stopped liking this one, though, like I do some movies.
I think you have. You just haven't realized
I think you
yet.
Don't like this movie.
That's right.
So you're against Godzilla versus King Kong?
I mean, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think it seems like a fun idea. I'm for it.
Why? Like, I watched Godzilla versus Mothra once, and I didn't enjoy that. I don't see why I'd enjoy this anymore.
I hope Godzilla 2 features Mothra.
Man.
You know, for half the first movie, I thought that was Mothra, because I'm not really familiar with the actual monster design. I'm just familiar with these names.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, totally Mothra, but it wasn't. It was some other one.
They had such a good movie going with that Godzilla, and then
no more. No spoilers there, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a... I guess that was a sound effect spoiler. Godzilla dies 10 minutes in.
No, that's not true. Godzilla vs. King Kong coming sometime around 2019, probably.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right, let's do some Sci-Fi Christian news. First of all, one contest, one thing we need you to do, and then one surprise from Ben.
That's right.
I'll do my two, and then you do your one.
Okay.
First of all, we're still taking entries through September 30th, 2015 for your... choices. You better talk about this. You do it every week, and I don't remember exactly how you do it.
Yeah, your guesses for what the top 10 movies are going to be in our top 100 sci-fi movie countdown. Not what you voted for, but what you think they're going to be.
So send those to Ben at thesepicchristian.com. He's going to
see if you can dethrone Matt,
who's still in the lead.
That's right.
So that's happening.
Yeah.
So send those top.
You're going to win that John Carter prize pack.
Mike hasn't got back to me yet. Mike, I'm really serious. If I win, how do you feel about me keeping it? Because you're the one that provided us with this. And it would be basically, I'd be winning myself some money, saving in shipping costs. And then we'll get the second place. We'll give them the option to watch, to have you watch something.
Yeah, that's right.
So everybody send in your top 10 picks on who you think is the top of our list for our upcoming top 100 sci-fi movies countdown.
You got it. Send them to me because I'm collecting them. Ben at thescificristian.com.
Also, I've already opened up the poll, thanks to Ben, actually, who created the poll for our end of the year listener appreciation jubilee. Right now, it's just in the nominee phase,
right?
And we haven't put an exact close, like, end date on that.
No, we haven't.
So just go to our website, thescificristian.com. We're going to be taking nominees, and then at some point around, who knows, November, we'll have you actually start voting for the finalists.
Right.
The your picks, and then we'll have our annual show where we talk about what was our best episode of the year, what was our funniest moment of the year, what do you think was the top sci-fi movie of the year, top sci-fi TV show. So listeners, we need your help to get these nominees rolling. You can just go to our website, thescificristian.com, and it's in the main scrolling thing at the front of the page.
Yeah,
I think I explained that well.
You did.
All right,
you know what else is on the front page now, people have been asking about, is a search bar.
Oh,
we want to be able to search our website.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. I actually have thought about that before, but it wasn't a huge deal to me, but I'm glad it's there now, so thank you.
There it is.
All right, Ben, what is the surprise?
Well, here's the surprise. So a long time ago, you asked me, find me a good edition of Paradise Lost.
Yes.
And I have had not a good time finding this.
Like, it's been difficult.
Well, it's been difficult because what I wanted to do was, obviously you can go on Amazon, but it's hard to see on Amazon because it's like you don't get to open the book and see how are the footnotes arranged, are they good and everything. So, you know, there was one day I went to Barnes & Noble and nearly flipped my lid because they had one copy of Paradise Lost and so many stupid other books. I was just so angry I left. multiple other attempts to find it, like Half Price Books, no luck. Well, today, at a little bit of time at Half Price Books before we recorded.
Oh, yeah. What do you got there?
Merry September Christmas.
Oh, yes. This is great. What do I
got? You got a little Paradise Lost.
Whoa. So this is it? This is the definitive version you think that will have the right notes?
It looked like a solid one.
Well, thank you, Ben. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I will accept this as my Christmas present. So
no, it's your September present.
Don't get me anything at Christmas time.
I usually forget anyway. Yeah, so
this is right. Remember last year for Christmas what you were going to give me? And you never did?
No.
You said, all right, here's what I'm doing. I'm clearing out all my bookcases. I'm going to bring all my graphic novels I don't want here.
Oh, I'm still doing that.
Oh, really? Because that was a year ago. And what
I got a box.
I've got is this lousy Paradise Lost.
No, I've got a box. I just haven't put it in the car yet.
I sound ungrateful. Oh, thank you for this gift.
Oh, yeah,
I'm appreciative. This will be
you're welcome.
This will be for early 2016, though, probably.
I understand.
Or late 2015. But I'm not going to...
I thought you were going to say late 2016.
No. This is I have to read it by 20... Or by,
you put it on your 450.
So I appreciate this. Thank you.
Yeah, you're all set.
You know, I saw you come in with a bunch of things. I would have never guessed that you had
a gift.
You
never knew
what
it was.
Well, thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
I don't know what to say. When you give me things, I just... You know, you're very... You know, listeners, you might not think this from the way Ben comes off on the air.
Don't ruin my persona.
But
it's hard to build it up.
I think of all my friends, you're probably one of the most thoughtful when it comes to gift giving.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So there you go.
I do my best.
All right. What's next piece of news? Okay. I'll take one.
No,
I've got a really good one.
Okay.
The actress that played Sue Storm in The Fantastic Four, whose name is Kate Mara.
Oh, I don't think she's an actress.
Okay.
She's a stand and stare blankly at the screen, Tris.
She said that the bad reviews for the movie have kept her from seeing it. So even though she went to the premiere and walked the red carpet, she left before watching the movie.
Oh, I would too. Even if it was a good movie, I would too. How many times have you sat through all this?
And around the same time that this news came out, more news came out about Fantastic Four. The producer, Simon Kinberg, says he still has hope that they can make a great sequel.
Yeah, he says he's really focused on it. This is a great quote from him. He says, "I was obviously disappointed. I was most disappointed that fans didn't like it."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I thought that was the funniest news of the week. Mostly that she won't see her own movie.
Yeah.
That just imagine going to the theater to walk the red carpet and then being like, "I can't do it. I'm leaving."
Yeah. Well, it must be like in their contracts that they have to walk the red carpet, but they don't have to stay.
That's weird, though, don't you think? Like, why would you walk the red carpet and not stay to watch it?
I would. Even if it was a good movie.
I wonder if that's common. Maybe we just don't know. A lot of actors don't actually go watch their own movies.
I mean, I hate seeing movies in the theater. If I had a contract that said you have to show up and walk into a theater, but you don't have to stay for the movie, I'd be like, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to leave.
All right, Ben. Well, how much news do you have? Not much, right?
Well, no, not a lot.
All right. Take all the rest of your news, and then I'll take what I have left.
Okay. You a big Mary Poppins fan?
In my childhood, yes. I haven't seen it in my adulthood, but we own it. I bought it as a present for Dez, and so I think we'll watch it eventually.
I'm not a Mary Poppins fan, mainly because it's a Disney movie. But apparently, I'm not sure if it's a remake or a sequel, but Rob Marshall is going to be doing a Mary... He's going to be hopping with Mary Poppins.
Hey, that's what we should have called this.
It took me that long.
Hopping with Mary Poppins.
We could go back.
Nah, that's all right.
Oh, can we save this news for next week then?
Yeah, that's so come back next week. Okay. Write that. Okay. All right, done.
Hopping with Mary Poppins.
Okay,
and I'll even read the article before then, so I'll have more to say about it.
All right, perfect. Yeah. Next piece of news.
Drew Goddard says he's going to be involved in Daredevil Season 2, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Spectre is going to be...
Can I chime in?
I gave you a pause.
I know, but I was... typing out "hopping with Mary Poppins."
Okay.
Speaking of Drew Goddard, did you see what he had to say about the Sinister Six movie that he was working on?
I did not.
Okay. Well, this is semi-noteworthy. So people were asking him, why aren't you working on the Spider-Man reboot? Because he was so connected with Spider-Man when Sony had the rights.
Right.
And he said, you know, he'd like to be involved with a Marvel project, but he hasn't been approached about that one. But on top of that, he spent a year writing the script for the Sinister Six, which... was kind of supposed to be a big deal over there at Sony, and that he has confirmed that that is not happening anymore, even though I think everybody pretty much figured it wasn't happening. He confirmed that, but he said, let's see, let me try to read this quote. Part of that might have just been because I had just written one. This is about not working on Spider-Man. I spent a year working on Sinister Six, and I think I was like in a headspace where I just didn't, you know, it's very hard to say, okay, now write a new movie. So it's never got that far. It never got taken that far. They know how much I respect them. I'm trying to read just the good parts. They've been nice, very nice to me over there. That's Marvel. And I know sooner or later we're going to find a project to work on. So this is good news that the Sinister Six movie isn't still happening at Sony because it wasn't confirmed for sure. And people were wondering, will they just put this out anyways?
Right. It sounds like Drew Goddard has had a depressing year.
Yeah. He left Daredevil to work on this Sinister Six movie.
Yeah.
Daredevil was a huge hit.
Now he's coming back.
Yep.
So Spectre could be 160 minutes long, which I say is...
Changing the subject.
Yeah.
Okay, we're off Drew Goddard.
Sorry.
Okay, so Spectre, James Bond.
Yeah.
How much?
160 minutes. Too long.
Yeah, I've noticed that in my older age, I appreciate shorter movies more.
Right.
I don't know why. I just think I don't like wasting a lot of time.
Or at least if you're going to be long, you got to justify it.
That's right.
That's what I always say.
Like Titanic.
Yeah. Or Avatar.
Right. Did you hear Steven Spielberg has cast Artemis from Ready Player One?
I don't remember who Artemis is.
Basically the only female in that book.
Okay.
If you know who Olivia Cooke is.
I don't.
That's the one.
Well, congratulations, Olivia.
All right. Your next piece.
My next piece. So you're familiar with the anime Akira. There's a rumor that it's going to be a trilogy and that Christopher Nolan might direct it. I think if that happens, we might actually have to watch this thing, Matt.
I know. I know. It's such weird news because both of us don't have a fondness for anime.
Yeah.
But we love Christopher Nolan. And I would assume he'd only take on a project he really believed in.
Right.
I don't know anything about Akira when it comes to any sort of plot points, but I've heard of its existence.
Yeah.
I don't know. We would have to see it. Would we even go so far as to read some of the original manga that came out about it?
Probably not.
just to get some background. I don't think I would want to even. I just want to experience it as Nolan presented it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good excuse. All right, what else?
Well, a couple more things. Darren Aronofsky is talking about directing an Evel Knievel movie, so that's one way to go.
Yep.
From Noah to Evel Knievel.
You have so many good titles,
man,
and
okay,
other news.
2 weeks from now.
Come back to that later.
Come back to that.
I like Hoppin' with Mary Poppins the best, so that's Hoppin', that's next week.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Okay. Hoppin' with Mary Poppins. And then I don't want to spoil anything here, but you know, everybody probably knows about that one Game of Thrones character where everybody's like, is he, she, it dead or not? Well, the actor / and or actress who plays said character has basically come out and said, I'm going to be involved with the show for quite a while yet.
Yeah, I read that quote and the way he worded it. And
he or she or it.
Yeah.
We're trying to be vague.
The way this person worded his or her quote, he mentioned specifically his his or her age.
Yes.
And said almost basically what age he'd be or she would be. When the show ended,
you're not so good at this gender disguise.
Which basically
thing.
He and we know how many seasons of Game of Thrones there's going to be,
right?
So he said essentially, "I'm on the show until it ends."
Yeah.
So he's probably not dead.
That's right.
Spoilers.
Not so. Yeah. How about that?
For it.
Yeah, me too. That pretty much wraps up my news.
All right. Rachel McAdams has been confirmed for a leading role in Marvel's Doctor Strange. We'd known that she was in the mix, but this was a confirmation from her. We have an update on more behind-the-scenes Star Wars The Force Awakens accidents. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, Mark Hamill almost died.
Yeah, this is not an exaggeration. There's a cliff where tourists have some... I think two tourists have fallen and died falling off this cliff. Mark Hamill was shooting a scene there, and they said the production team was actually worried because he's known for, I forgot how they worded it, but not being clumsy. No, not, I mean, basically they're saying he's known for being a little clumsy, but that's right. Not how they worded it. And so sure enough, he almost falls off a cliff and some guy grabbed him and saved him right before he fell off and died. What
somebody grabbed Mark, he's getting close to the cliff.
Yeah, what would have happened if Luke Skywalker would have been killed,
man,
filming Star Wars?
I'd have been, well, you know, so we've had Harrison Ford, J.J. Abrams, and Mark Hamill.
It's all, like a curse.
Like, but it all went well. Happy endings all around. But what if it had gone the opposite way?
And we lost all three?
Do you think they just cancel the movie at that point? You'd have to.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
Do a rewrite.
That's right.
Well, J.J. only broke his back. Harrison Ford crashed a plane.
That's true.
And I guess,
yeah, but you know, if you break your back, you're just a couple feet away from breaking your skull.
That's true. Man, can you imagine?
J.J. Abrams paralyzed for life. Harrison Ford dead.
Yeah,
Mark Hamill dead. Just falling off cliffs.
Left and right.
I think they would have to rewrite Leia to be a very central character to what happened next.
All right. Tom Cruise and director Doug Lyman, who those two work together on Edge of Tomorrow, they're reteaming for a new sci-fi project, yet unnamed.
All right.
Let's see. War of the Planet of the Apes, the next installment in that series, has cast Woody Harrelson in a villainous role.
Huh.
Forward or against it?
Well, I like Woody Harrelson, so yeah, why not? I hope it's a better movie than the last one.
Yeah, me too. Hey, I got something for us.
Okay.
Take that, science.
That scared the crap out of me.
I know, you shuddered. I haven't played that clip in so long. You're like, what's happening?
Yeah.
All right, Google has built an artificial intelligence designed to debate the meaning of life by studying old movies.
All right.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Debating, I'm going to read this as we do. In case you haven't heard, Take That Science is a feature we used to do regularly where we read articles about sci-fi in real life. So here we go. Debating the meaning of life.
It can't be sci-fi if it's in real life, but...
Well, you know, like sci-fi happening.
Yeah, no, but the do you know what the fi and...
Yeah, I know it's fiction, I know.
Okay.
But it's like, whoa, science fiction's happening. It's been becoming non-fiction. You get non-fiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not fiction.
I sent you something on Facebook.
Okay.
We're going to We're going to read the script.
Oh, man, this is great.
We're going to read the script of a human.
Who am I going to be?
Well, obviously, the machine.
Okay.
So you'll be the AI. I'll be the human. Let me read the article first, and then you'll know when it's time to start reading your part.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Debating the meaning of life is one of those heady topics that's fun to dive into with enough time and... let me skip past this opening here. Google has coded a chat bot that is designed to discuss the meaning of life, and it does so by analyzing dialogue from old movies and trying to learn, in quotes, how to carry on that conversation. Typically, chatbots are coded with different reactions and interactions in an effort to mimic human conversation. This project took a different approach, instead giving the AI the ability to learn from the movie dialogue data to become a better conversationalist. All right. Should we go ahead and, and read a little bit about
I'm
this?
Ready.
So I'll be the human. You be the machine. And here we go. This is the actual text from a recorded conversation. What is the purpose of life?
To serve the greater good.
What is the purpose of living?
To live forever.
What is the purpose of existence?
To find out what happens when we get to the planet Earth.
Where are you now?
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
What is the purpose of dying?
To have a life.
What is the purpose of being intelligent?
To find out what it is.
What is the purpose of emotions?
I don't know.
That's what it says. I don't know.
So, it's like it had all these dumb answers that it just gave up when it came to emotions. Like, what do those even mean?
My favorite one is how it talks about trying to get to Earth.
No, it's to the planet Earth.
To the planet Earth. Yes. Yeah. So there it is. AI close to taking over the world.
Man, I'm scared. Take that, science.
Yeah.
And now this.
Last news of the day.
Oh, that was a quickie.
I mean,
Ben, did you hear the news about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Is he running for governor again?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, in light of Donald Trump being fired as the host and lead person on The Apprentice, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be the new guy taking over Celebrity Apprentice.
Could we just give Donald Trump his job back? Maybe give him something else to do.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? You for Arnold?
That's going to be just idiotic. Like, at least Donald Trump is a businessman. What has Arnold ever done?
I'm sure he's some sort of businessman when it comes to acting.
Hey, Arnold, my business idea is to have you make a Christmas movie with Jake Lloyd.
You're hired! Like, it's just the no. Like, think of all the people in the world you would trust your money with to invest in a business venture. Arnold would be at the bottom of that list.
So that's happening.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I got for last news of the day. You want to do some listener feedback?
Oh, I got a little voicemail here.
All right, I got some feedback to just last week's episode.
What do you want first?
Why don't I read a little, then we'll play the voicemail, and then we'll go to maybe more reading if I can find some.
Okay.
All right, so CJ finally decided to dive into our X-Files series. So here's what he writes. Sci-Fi Christian, loving the excavating X-Files series. Went back and listened to the whole thing.
Oh my goodness.
Great stuff as always, guys. And then he tweeted out to everybody else, the whole series from the Sci-Fi Christian is legit. Go get them. And he posted a link to our series. So
maybe listen to a couple other episodes too.
If this is your first time.
Yeah.
Might not be the best example. But no, thank you, CJ. Appreciate that.
Right.
So who's this voicemail from?
Well, let's just find out.
Hello, Ben. This is Matt Anderson calling. As you may have guessed, I plan to periodically test you to see if you are checking this voicemail line. I am also checking it now, so don't worry. You're not on your own, but just wanted to send this little message. And I realized, I don't know if we've mentioned this on the show before, but that voicemail message that you and I say right when people are calling before they can actually leave their message, that was the one and only version of that message that's ever existed. I think we recorded that, must have been summer of 2011. So here's 4 years of a great voicemail message, Ben. Cheers.
You want to play it right now?
No. No, I think people need to, if they want to hear it, they need to call in.
All right, good thinking.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I was tempted to just ignore that voicemail.
Why?
See how long it would take you to find out that I was no longer checking the voicemail box.
Wait, are you not checking it?
No, I'm checking it.
I actually forgot I left that message.
See? Would have worked.
Do you remember when we had the news episode where we talked about 90s technology?
Yes.
I think that was last week, possibly. Yes. Somebody wrote to us, favorite old tech, beepers. Ben, did you ever have a beeper or a pager?
No, my dad did, though.
I had one.
What do you use it for?
Well, we didn't have cell phones, so if somebody wanted to reach you and you weren't home, they would send their number to your beeper, and then wherever you were, you could call that number. Right. So you didn't always know who it was, unless you memorized phone numbers.
Well, like, I understand how the pager works, but it's considerably less exciting than a cell phone.
Right, but a cell phone wasn't even an option for me at this point.
Right, but somebody wants to talk to you, one of your friends, oh, crap, now I got to go find a phone.
Well, usually you probably want to talk to the person, and if not, you just don't call them back.
Okay. I didn't get your beep.
Here's another one. This one's from Jeremy. Sci-Fi Christian, for your old tech show, it might also be fun to pontificate about what current tech will be obsolete 15 years later.
Yeah.
That could be interesting. I'm not sure we're going to actually...
Cars.
I'm not positive we're going to actually do an episode on...
I feel like we already did.
We kind of covered it, but I think it's a good idea.
I think the episode was kind of... Isn't it crazy how much technology has changed? Yes, it is.
I don't know what to think about this. I don't know what to think about this tweet, but I'll just go ahead and read it for you.
Okay.
So somebody sent us a couple different tweets on Twitter all about... Well, first they were asking, oh, you did an Ancient Alien astronaut episode? So I said, yeah, here's the link. So then they wrote in and said... Hold on, got it right here. Hold on, one second. Just got to load it all up here. Because, tweets, there's a bunch of them, so I got to have them kind of in order.
You got to tweet your way through it.
Sci-Fi Christian, intrigued by ancient aliens and Bigfoot, they so believe faith and rely on history. I'm just reading this as ancient documents and questionable eyewitness tests like us.
What?
Okay. Maybe not your... This is about the Ancient Alien episode. Okay, maybe not your best episode, but I enjoyed the banter and built-in humor.
Yeah.
You really did an episode... hold on. Nope, that's the one we just did. Then he talked about how he usually listens to us on his iPhone when he can put it at double speed. And that...
Why would you want us at double speed?
But that this time he listened to us on the website because I sent him the link.
Yeah.
And he said we sounded less intelligent in normal speed. What?
Well, I suppose, like, if you're used to listening to us at normal speed and then we start talking like this, you probably do sound like an idiot.
So he said, after he tweeted that, he said, so that sounded rude. Not meant to be. You two just sound different from 2x speed, which is how I usually listen. Sorry, men. And then he says...
Wait, did he combine our names into men?
Yep.
Or was he referring to us?
Oh, that's our new nickname.
Yeah.
But then he said, but that is a bigger combo than Twitter allows. Regardless, nice try on the Ancient Alien episode.
Yeah, it was a nice try.
Makes for fun entertainment.
I don't think he actually liked it.
I don't think it was his favorite episode.
He was trying to be kind.
I think... This is... I don't know. Okay, I'm not sure if this is for the air, but I'm just going to do it because this episode's going a little bit short. So
right.
Okay, so Ben and I are both on a website called Goodreads.
Yes.
Go to goodreads.com where you can read all of our reviews on different books and comics and short stories, all sorts
children's
of things.
Children's books.
Books.
You are an expert children's book reviewer.
Yes, exactly. Well, I recently got from the library 75-year celebration on the character Joker.
Okay.
Which wasn't an... It's not a collection that has one ongoing story. It's just little glimpses from the 75 years. So I'll get an issue from the 40s, issue from the 50s, issue from the 80s, 90s. It's all over the place. I happened to review that on Goodreads.
Right.
Then I got this message, and I'm not positive if this is from a listener or just from somebody who saw that I reviewed a book on Goodreads that featured the Joker, but I want to get I wonder what you think about this. Hi, people. So it's addressed. I'm guessing she contacted multiple people.
Right.
My name is Gabriella. I'm from Brazil, and I'm crazy about the Joker. Graduating in fashion design, my final paper and collection is about him, but I need more bibliography. This is not a great sentence, but I need more bibliography. My teacher said no to any HQ as research source. What's HQ?
Headquarters.
I don't think that's what she meant. I saw two books about him, and she names off a couple Joker books. But my problem is we don't have these books here in Brazil. And in order to take almost, and the order will take almost 2 months to arrive. Too close to my deadline. That's why I'm here. Desperate asking for your help. If you have one of them, or if you have any knowledge about him, please share with me anything about his history and characteristics.
And well, Gabriella.
And then she gave her email address and says, praying for help. Thanks. So I don't know if this is a listener from Brazil.
Probably not.
Saying, I need your help and I trust you as a source. I'm guessing she doesn't know us and she just addressed it to hi people.
Yeah.
Seems like a copy and paste situation.
Maybe Wikipedia could sort you out there, Gabriella.
Maybe, I was going to say, maybe this is a good time for good advice from Ben DeBono. So would you get back to Gabby here and help her out with this Joker paper, or would you just let this one go?
Oh, I'd probably let it go. You know, if you live in a country without books on the Joker, don't write a paper on the Joker. That would be my advice.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
Well, everybody,
actually, that applies for all topics, by the way, for any aspiring students out there.
I think it's good advice, Ben.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to get more good advice from Ben DeBono or me, Matt Anderson.
That's right.
We're putting together a show, and we've already received some for Ben. And I think me too. Yeah, one for each of us. So not up for a show yet. We still need more emails.
I don't remember receiving any for you.
It came to me.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's all from here.
Yeah.
I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DeBono.
Oh, we are the Sci-Fi Christians signing off.
Yeah, goodbye.
Thank you, listeners. You know, I was listening to a different podcast where he was thanking his listeners and saying, I know that there's a lot out there that write feedback, but there's also a lot out there that are sort of silent listeners that don't write feedback, but we know you're out there. And Ben and I were actually just recently talking about our download numbers. So we know there's a ton more people out there that are listening that don't actually write in. So we just want to thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
For not making us read all those emails on a feedback portion.
No, we like getting feedback, though, so don't let Ben fool you.
We like getting some feedback. If everyone sent in feedback every week, though, I don't think we would get to it all.
I don't know. I basically just wanted to thank everybody out there who listens to the Sci-Fi Christian, whether you write feedback or not. But if you wanted to, you can reach us at feedback@thescifichristian.com, and you can call us at 612-4121-SFC.
That's right.
So, Ben, should we plug where else people can find us, or you want to just skip that part today?
Yeah, I'll skip it.
There's other places you can find us online, but we really just want you to be directed to the sci-fi christian.com.
That's right.
All right, everybody. So long, folks.
Yeah.